Doctors are warning against letting parents choose the sex of their babies using IVF. They're labelling it a frivolous use of medical science. Fertility clinics are lobbying a national review into IVF laws to allow couples to pick the gender of their third child. It's being argued that parents should be able to use IVF to balance the boys and girls in their family. Dr. Michael Gannon is president of the Australian Medical Association. He's on the line. Doctor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you?
I'm all right. What do you think about this proposal?
I think this proposal is a... I think there's moral hazard in it, and I would worry about the potential to force otherwise healthy couples into IVF when they otherwise wouldn't need it. I worry about the cost to taxpayers. I worry about what it says about children who aren't exactly like we'd like them to be. I worry about what it says about our attitude to different genders.
They are saying, these are the people who are putting forward this proposal, say it would only be to balance out the numbers of boys and girls in the family. It wouldn't be for cultural or racial reasons.
Well, what does that really mean? I mean, it really is weasel words talking about family balancing, etc. What they're talking about is you have IVF and you make 6, 8, 9 embryos and you dispose of the ones that you don't need. Now, that's the uncomfortable reality of what happens every day in IVF, and that's a really difficult moral issue for a lot of people to overcome. It actually really affects couples when it comes time to decide what to do with embryos that they haven't used. That's not to even begin to talk about the increased costs of IVF. I've heard someone today suggest to me that it'll only be for the third or fourth child. You'll make people pay for it themselves. The reality is that, you know, a significant proportion of the costs in having private IVF are borne by the taxpayer under Medicare. And, you know, last time I checked, we were fighting for the most basic of health services in areas like, you know, we've got a freeze on GP rebates. We can do so much better on mental health, Aboriginal health. I don't think we've got enough fat in the health system to pay for so-called family balancing in people who could otherwise conceive naturally.
Is there a risk here that it's a slippery slope as well? If you were to condone it for the third child, that all of a sudden you'd have parents thinking, oh, well, we only want to have one child and we want to have a boy or we want to have a girl.
Well, look, I think you're exactly right, and I don't think you could write the legislation that would stop people making that claim. I think that you would very soon have a situation where people do it for a first child. Look, I think that one really important point to make is we're not for one moment seeking to withdraw from its use to prevent serious diseases. Many of your listeners will know that some serious diseases like haemophilia are decided by which sex chromosomes you have, and that's a really important use of this kind of technology. Similarly, we use this technology to stop women having recurrent miscarriages, to only put in embryos that have a normal chromosomal complement. But to start to extend this technology to what gender you want, where do you stop? Do we start selecting, you know, eye colour, hair colour? Yeah. I think that just because you can do something with medical science doesn't mean that you should do it.
I love that. I'm going to keep that last line in my head. Just because you can do something with medical science doesn't mean you should do it. Good to talk to you, Doctor. Thank you.
Pleasure, Ben.
Dr. Michael Gannon, it's part of the mystery, isn't it, as well? And, you know, everyone asks the question. I mean, we're 2 months away from having our second baby at the moment, Jody and I, and people often ask, do you know what you're having? And we say no. And the obvious follow-up from anyone, even the person asking the question, is, well, you don't care either. Obviously, no one cares. If you're lucky enough to have a healthy little baby, that's the only thing that matters.